For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Lawmakers hope to renew a tax incentive program for Missouri's economic growth. The Film Production Tax Incentive Program was first created in 1999, but the program expired last November. Film production companies that qualified could earn a credit worth up to 35% of the money they spent. Most recently, 20th Century Fox spent almost $8 million during the making of Gone Girl in Cape Girardeau and received a return of $2.3 million from the state. President of the Board for the Greater Kansas City Film Commission, Heather Laird, is concerned that Missouri will lose out on the financial benefits and media publicity that comes along with hosting big-budget films.
It's jobs, and it's hotel rooms and restaurants and other goods and services that would be sold to the companies coming in from out of town.
State Representative Catherine Swan of Cape Girardeau says she will file a bill at the end of the year in order to restart the tax program. The popular song Royals by New Zealand artist Lorde is getting caught up in the fervor over the upcoming World Series between the San Francisco Giants and the Kansas City Royals. Two San Francisco radio stations say they will not play the song during the duration of the World Series. KFOG and KOIT announced the bans after the Giants' win last week. Lorde has told VH1 that a photo of Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer George Brett signing autographs in his uniform helped inspire her song when she saw the word Royals. Several cities near the Lake of the Ozarks are against the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed redefinition of federal waters. KBIA's Haley Hughes has more on these concerns.
Osage Beach and Lake Ozark have both expressed concerns to the proposed definition of the phrase waters of the United States. There have been several concerns about this change since a draft was published back in April. The EPA has chosen to extend its comment period deadline from October 20th until November 14th. Lake Ozark City Administrator Dave Van Dee says their main concern is that the proposed change could impact the city's ability to develop and adequately maintain drainage ways.
If they went forward with what they proposed and you take it in the literal interpretation, could require us to go through an additional permitting process, which could inadvertently increase the potential for damage to surrounding property.
The change would expand federal regulation over activities conducted in and around roadway ditches, open stormways, and other construction water channels that do not carry water on a regular basis. These areas are used to redirect stormwater away from areas of concentration, preventing the concern of overflow. It would also interfere with routine maintenance. Haley Hughes, KBIA News.
MU researchers should start preparing their taste buds for a new study comparing different kinds of elderberry juices. The researchers received a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to examine the different juices and find off flavors in certain varieties of elderberries. MU professor Michelle Warman says she hopes to learn more about what tastes consumers prefer in the berries.
We need to identify, say, 20, 25 different flavors that actually describe what a consumer is tasting.
Researchers hope the study will help farmers command a higher price for their berries, as well as find berries that grow and taste well together. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.